This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Well, your health is everything, isn't it? It really comes down to the choices that we make every single day. And the amazing part about our body that I just love to talk about is that it regenerates every single day. And so no matter what you're struggling with right now, no matter what it is, I don't care if it's heart disease or anxiety or depression or whatever it is, realize that if the body can get sick, it can get well. The hope that we have every single day is that the body can change. And that's the powerful piece. Karen in Topeka, Kansas, sends us email, and she said, my husband has been diagnosed with GERD, and is this curable, or is he stuck with it for life? Well, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which, I mean, at the end of the day, reflux, if you want to call it that, is something that many people can overcome, and it can come from a variety of different reasons. It could be that there's not enough stomach acid. It could also mean that there is too much, and there's a way to do that. You go to your physician, and, of course, they give you the diagnosis, depending on the drugs that they gave in medications. Now, that can help manage it, but you got to get to the root cause. And many times, with any type of area where the body can't break the foods down very well for whatever reason, it's smart to get on some of the basics that we teach here. Okay, now working with maybe a good nutritionist or dietitian that can kind of guide you in staying away from the inflammatory foods and getting into more of the non-inflammatory foods, so you help your body break down the proteins a lot better. You can look into digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. There's a lot of natural type supplements that can really help. But apple cider vinegar, it's kind of old school, and it's been around for a long time, that has helped quite a few people with this sort of refluxing type issue. But again, it all comes down to lifestyle. You see these conditions, and you think, okay, what's really going on? What's the root cause of why my body's breaking down? And that's where you'll find the answer. So it's about getting some natural options, but it's really about changing our lifestyle more than anything. The foods that we eat make the greatest impact on our health, because it's the only raw material that our body can take to make good, new, healthy cells. Or give it the wrong stuff, and it can make the wrong kind of cells. Right? So there's kind of the format. But with reflux, it really comes down to the foods that you eat. It's not just about taking a PPI or, you know, taking Prilosec or something like that. Not that they're bad medications by any means, but they're just managing. It's not getting to the root cause. And so you want to look at your habits and see what habits have led up to this point, and then look about having coach you into newer habits. That's how your body can change. Kristen, we're going to start with you. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
I'm calling because I wanted to know what you know about premenstrual dysphoria disorder.
For you?
Yeah, I've been diagnosed several different times with a whole bunch of different mood disorders. And I was put on, you know, like different mood stabilizers and all these things. And it made me gain like 30 pounds. And then my memory was so affected, I had to get off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after my son was born. So I, you know, I was breastfeeding him and stuff like that. And, you know, we tried stuff that wouldn't affect the milk. And anyway, it ended up, I started noticing when I tried getting pregnant with him after I got off my birth control pills. How bad my...
Your body could be imbalanced. I mean, did you have a full check on all the different estrogens and the hormones before you started taking that? Or did they just give you the medication, the birth control, and just say, well, let's try this?
I was really symptomatic when they put me on the mood stabilizers and stuff, like, you know, suicidal, all those kind of things. So they, you know, it was really necessary for me to be on it at that time.
Right.
But once the benefits of taking that medication was not as beneficial as getting off of them, then I took myself off of them and got on the birth control, and I was fine. But before I got on the birth control, I said, would you please test my hormone levels? Would you check this somehow? And they were like, everything checked out fine. That's all they told me. I was like, you know, well, what test did you do? And they're like, everything's fine.
Yeah, I would ask for a copy of all those tests to have. So it's always good when you have blood tests done or any testing done to get copies of it, and don't just take your doctor's word for it. Not that they're telling you something wrong, but it's good to have your own data to keep in maybe a little notebook so you can go back and look at your numbers and see exactly what's going on. Because once you start educating yourself a little bit on what all these numbers mean and whatnot, you'll start to see trends. And these trends, you can start seeing blood work that you do every 6 months or so and how things are changing. Now, obviously, the numbers are going to be drastically different with you taking birth control versus not taking it. And you want to be able to chart, well, hey, I'm feeling good here. I'm feeling really stable here. And I just had my blood work done, and my progesterone is 5. But back here, my progesterone was 20. And so now I know why I was being more aggressive during that time. And it helps you even, because a lot of times doctors, we just don't explain things. It's just, oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Go back to your, you know, I don't have time to explain progesterone and estrogen is kind of what they're saying. And not that because they're being mean or anything. It's more of a time issue. It's like, we got things fixed. You're doing great. Don't worry about it. And it's good for you to understand, though, whether you do your own self-research or whatever, because you want to understand, like right now, why you're calling me. And you're saying, well, why is that? And why, you know, I guess you're also kind of asking me, do you have to be on birth control the rest of your life to be normal? Is that kind of really what you're getting to?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the only time I've ever felt, like, completely normal and level was when I was pregnant with my son. I was, like, just, it was wonderful. Like, I'm one of those weird people who loves being pregnant because I was so normal and level, and I didn't have mood swings, and I was like, you know. that's how I felt. I tell people all the time I loved it. And what concerns me is if I ever want to get pregnant again, getting off of it, it was so bad. The mood swings were terrible.
So what it looks like is that, see, when progesterone goes up, testosterone goes up. Question, okay, when you were pregnant, were you more, did you have more of a sex drive?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, when progesterone is up, testosterone goes up in a woman typically. Estrogen goes down. That's the typical cycle. And then normally when you're not pregnant, estrogen's up, testosterone and progesterone tends to be down a little bit. And, of course, that fluctuates with your cycle. That's why I think it'd be smart to go back and get your blood test numbers now while you're on the Yaz to see what your normal is, and then that way you can go more of a natural route eventually to find out what number range is good for you that produces the kind of hormone to keep your progesterone and testosterone at a level that you feel normal. Because it really does come down to hormones, and that's what you're playing around with. So get the numbers. That's going to be your gauge.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you. find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. We're going to go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Well, I'm actually calling about my husband. Ever since we've been married, he has had really bad indigestion. Sometimes it will keep him awake at night. He doesn't get a restful sleep. He's in really good health, exercises regularly, and I try to make sure that we have balanced meals with plenty of, you know, fruits and vegetables and things like that. But I'm just wondering, he has a hard time just processing food in general, so I'm not sure just kind of what we could do about that. One thing, too, about him, he gets really anxious while he's eating.
I think the biggest issue when you're having chronic digestive issues, you know, it just becomes a real challenge. You've got to kind of back it off and just kind of start from scratch. And I like, you know, I'm not an extremist by any means when it comes to eating. I think that you need to have good, healthy foods. I think that, you know, there are certain principles to follow. You want to reduce inflammation as much as possible. But at the same time, you know, building a good bacterial flora with fermented foods, fermented vegetables, with things like probiotics, those are all really important and just kind of basic, but very, very simple to do. You just got to kind of get a game plan. Now, other issue that's very important too in this with the digestion is making sure the body that he breaks things down. A lot of times, if you don't break your proteins down well, as you get older and stress levels get higher, we start losing our hydrochloric acid a little bit in our stomach, which helps break the proteins down. And if you don't break them down, they can kind of putrefy, and that's where you get a lot of the gas and the odor that comes along with that. And that's real pleasant to talk about, but it's the truth, and it does. It makes a big difference. So digestive enzymes, betaine hydrochloride, which is called HCl or betaine HCl, if you go to a health food store and ask them that, those are great. I mean, they both can help tremendously. There's also what are called proteolytic enzymes. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found primarily in foods like pineapple. You may have heard of bromelain, which is a big one. But, yeah, I mean, that helps tremendously, breaking down the foods and increasing digestion. I mean, when you eat a meal, for the most part, you shouldn't be gassy and bloated. Now, if he's like that all the time, he may even want to back it down kind of another notch or another level. Go meet with maybe a doctor or someone, a nutritionist, that can kind of walk him through maybe some form of cleansing time. You know, as far as cutting his foods back in a certain way, going really bland, maybe even using some different juicing methods and that sort of thing. And what it'll do is it clears out the digestive tract very well. If he's got any kind of yeast or fungal-related infection that might be in the gut, there are things like oregano oil and black walnut and wormwood, things that can kind of clear some of those issues out as well. So, I mean, it just depends. And that's why you might want to get someone involved rather than just kind of talking about it. You really can get in and find out, or get someone to dig in and find out exactly what's happening. So just a thought as you're going through that. But yeah, I mean, digestion is a big deal. Probiotics are one of the best things you can do as far as the supplement goes, and getting it from the food supply, you know, from the fermented dairy, goat's milk, goat's yogurt, kefir, that kind of thing. Makes a big deal. So keep me posted how that goes. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show, or you can, of course, call right now, 888-283-7272. Annette, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey.
I am very overweight, and in June I bought your book, and I started changing what I ate, and I started walking every day.
Good for you.
At least 6 days a week. Yeah, and I feel unbelievably better.
I'm so glad.
I do. I really do. And so I'm just determined to stay with it and, you know, just keep on, because I want to live and, you know, enjoy things. Okay, but I've run into a problem of late, and I don't really know what to do about it. It doesn't happen all the time. It's real random, but sometimes when I have to sit for a long period of time and then I get up, the inside of my leg, it like is very, very painful. And so I stand up, you know, and I kind of like grit my teeth and kind of just start walking around. And after a few minutes, I can kind of like walk it out. It's still, I feel it, but it's not as severe. And so my question is, if I've described it well enough, I mean, is there something I should do for this, or will it kind of work itself out as my weight goes down? Yeah, it's just on the left leg, just in that, you know, one place. It kind of goes down my leg, but not as far as to where my knee is. It's just, you know, right up top there.
Does it shoot, or is it like a numb type pain, stabbing, or prickly? What's the pain like?
No. When I'm seated and I'm fine, and then I stand up, and the minute I put my weight evenly, it's like, oh, you know, and I kind of have to.
Right.
I can't take a step without sort of working it out.
I would go see either a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician and let them work on it. Because it's probably just a nerve that's got some irritation. It could be your sciatic nerve. Your sciatic nerve is really, really big. I mean, it's probably about the size, you know, just to give you an example. Have you ever seen string, the big, thick pieces of string cheese? It's about that big around. So it's a big nerve, largest one in the body, and it goes through the piriformis muscle, this little muscle kind of in your glutes. And if it gets irritated at all, or that little muscle that goes in spasm, it feels exactly like what you're talking about. It kind of goes down in that area, down to the side, down to the leg a little bit, and you have to kind of work it out a little before you can actually get moving. A DC, a chiropractic physician, they're really good at some of the techniques they have to work on that, relieving not just the pain, but putting the structure back where it needs to be. So just losing the weight won't make that go away. It's probably an issue that's been there for a while, but now it's getting irritated. And more than ever, now's the time to get it done and then to get it checked up probably at least once a month minimum to make sure that as you're exercising and doing what you're doing, as your body's kind of shrinking down now, that your structure stays in line. And, you know, you can maintain that to a great level. So that's just a couple things to think about for that. But I'm so excited for you. Just way to jump in with both feet and make it happen. You know, we're here for you along the way. Call anytime. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Health is your greatest wealth. Family health insurance plans are saying now are to jump 4% in exactly what we all need, isn't it? Yes, families are paying 4% more in annual premiums for their employer-sponsored family health coverage right now, and now they're about ready to jump up again. So they're reaching about $15,000 annually. The workers contributing on average $4,000 toward their coverage, revealed in a national survey recently by Kaiser. The Family Foundation Health Research and Educational Trust says that worker-only health coverage rose 3% to $5,000 a year. These workers pay on average about $950 toward their coverage. Meanwhile, wages have grown just about 1.7%, noted a Kaiser News release. So look at the inflation on the insurance versus what the wages are doing. So the 14th annual survey involved more than 2,000 small and large employers. It found a big discrepancy in the benefits and contributions of companies, with many lower wage workers earning more than $24,000 a year compared to companies with many higher paid employees making around $55,000 a year. Employees at a lower wage firm on average contributed about $5,000 each year to their families. So health insurance is changing. And I know that everybody's kind of thinking, they're like, where's it going to go? What's it going to do? But it's definitely not going to be easier. Everybody thinks it is, but you might want to be careful, look at the fine print as we turn into this next year. It'll be incredible, I think. Something to keep your eye on. Now, the Affordable Care Act, of course, which is put in gear by the government, you know, has got kind of its good and bad clauses to it. But they're saying that a number of companies offering health benefits to their employees has not changed, but about 61%. Copays for covered workers on average has changed a little bit. But a summary of this report and commentary was published recently in the Journal of Health Affairs. If you want to get any more details on that, you might want to check it out just to see what are going to happen to the rates and how the premiums are going to change, and also your copays might be affected by some of these changes. I mean, we're in a place right now where, you know, again, the Obamacare whole game plan is really up for grabs. I know a lot of doctors are definitely not fired up about it for what it's going to do to their reimbursements and getting the money from insurances. So it's going to be a challenging piece, I can tell you that. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, I got your book, and I've been kind of following your protocols and everything. And last fall, I kind of got onto the probiotics and HCL and cod liver oil. But I got kind of a throat congestion. I couldn't get it clear out. I thought I had a cold, and went to my doctor, and he didn't know how to treat it. And I went to another doctor at a med station, an older guy, worked at a ER hospital. He's retired and works at the med station. He put me on Gaviscon, man, acid. Thought I had acid reflux. That didn't make any difference. And he suggested I go to a GI specialist. So I made an appointment with him and kind of told him what I was doing. And he was didn't like the idea of me taking the HCL. Hydrochloric acid, and he says, let me take a look. So he went down with a scope like the next week, and he said, I have scar tissue on my esophagus where it goes into the stomach. And he had to stretch that open. Yeah, it was, had a small opening, like 12 centimeters. He had to stretch it open 17.5 centimeters. And then he put me on an acid called Zigarette with Oprazole in it. And he wants me to take that the rest of my life and a bland diet. I don't know what to do. You know, at first he said it was Barrett's disease, but he said, no, I said, you just actually got scar tissue built up in the esophagus. And I'm just wondering, something other I can take than that cigarette to get off that? Is there something natural? Or?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are natural along those lines, but you don't really want, if he has you on that right now after that procedure, you probably want to hang tight. It's good wisdom to stick in there with what he has you doing. I mean, he's got a reason for that, and if he's gone that far to scope you and see everything going on, yeah, it's probably good to stick on the game plan that he has you on. And just by doing that, you know, it's going to keep you in a good place. And then maybe after a while, 6 months or so in, see how your body's doing, see how you're feeling, see if you're dealing with any kind of reflux or anything like that, and then just mention it to him. Just say, you know, you'd like to do some things a little bit along or more along the natural lines, and would he be okay with it? Would he support you in it? Would he kind of oversee you in it using things like apple cider vinegar and whatnot? But, you know, if you had too much acid coming up and you're too acidic, you got to look into things like glutamine powder, aloe vera, things that will kind of hold down a lot of those issues. And that's probably what kind of along the lines you want to think. But, yeah, I mean, I would stick with what he has. You're asking my thoughts, that's what I would do. And you know me, I mean, I'm always going to lean, for the most part, toward the natural side of things. I'm more of a lifestyle kind of guy. But medicine has its place. I mean, this is one of the things where you don't want to mess around with it. You want to keep things where it needs to be. Because scar tissue can lead to Barrett's. And when you get Barrett's, you know, the potential for it turning into cancer cells is pretty strong. So when you get that changing of the cell structure, not a good deal. Okay? So it's... I'd stick with what they're telling you if you're asking me. And are there other things you can do? Yeah, but now's probably not the time. I want to hang in there for a little bit, and then you can come up with another game plan later. All right? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, getwellradio.com. Facebook and Twitter as well. Get into the social media side. You can check that out as well. Because, of course, get involved, and we'll keep you all up to date on everything coming down the pipeline, especially some of our live events and seminars that are right around the corner. We've got one coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, and we'll keep you posted on that. You can find more at the website. Let's go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test. And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. So I've got a two-pronged question with that. And one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, I think one thing to look at, for the most part, you know, with the biopsies that they do, there's a big controversy on if you do the biopsy, do you free up more cancer cells like you're talking about and kind of spread them where they don't really need to go when they were contained inside of a mass? There's not a lot of research around it that supports that you know, really does happen. So I don't want to tell you that it doesn't happen because I've seen some research behind that kind of like what you're talking about. So I'm kind of in the middle because your standard medical research, which is what everybody goes by anyways, says that it doesn't, that it's okay, right? But then you got, you know, research out in Europe and whatnot where they say, well, yeah, probably not a good idea. So, again, that's just where you have to make your own choices. And I will tell you this, the body's pretty resilient. And even though cancer, of course, is a bear within itself, and the body's pretty amazing. It get paring it down and really, you know, taking care of the things it needs to take care of. So I wouldn't worry, you know, too much about it. Those tests are done when they need to get done. The doctors are pretty, pretty solid about knowing when to order it, knowing how, and knowing why, and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't worry too much. But yeah, prostate health is critical. And there's a lot of things you can do alongside with what your doctor is having you do. You might want to mention them. Just some good lifestyle factors. Avocados are great. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol really brings good health to the prostate gland. And also you got different supplements out there that can help: zinc, sal palmetto, pumpkin seed oil. I mean, if you're a big pumpkin seed guy, I love them. I can eat them all the time. And so you hit the pumpkin seeds, are great for prostate health. And then watching your testosterone levels. I'll tell you, there's some controversy right now about testosterone, which is our primary male hormone. And they're saying that the whole adage is right now is if you keep testosterone levels low, then you'll keep DHT low, which is dihydrotestosterone, which causes the prostate to swell and can lead potentially to cancer. Well, there's some new research out that says keeping your testosterone levels up in more of a moderate range is actually better. So, you know, it's not official research yet, but it's leaning that way. So you got to do your own studying a little bit and then go to your doctor and you guys come up with a game plan, because prostate health is important. When you're dealing with cancer, of course, you got to be extremely careful with the cells. But as you do that, knowing that your diet and your lifestyle and stress levels, all of that matters. It plays a role because the body needs to be clean as far as your emotional state, clean as well, for that good mind-body connection and to promote overall healing. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust that get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like? And that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, "Hey, so you are what you eat." And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow. And you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. I gotta say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not home from work. And I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, between one and two meals a day. I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast, and I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I eat a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's just kind of what my lifestyle's been like. And, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, I'm pretty young, and I just kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, to drink that much. Obviously, to put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. Now, if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and their life changing when they get into their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So, That's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? Are you like it? You hooked on it? What's the deal?
I don't know. It's just been a habit of mine kind of ever since I went to college, and I've experienced losses in friendship, people dying, and that's, I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose and. I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do, and I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life. But I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. This has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, at the same time, is that are you happy doing that, or are you just if it was healthy for your body, you do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, if you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, this can cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues of the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way. You know, I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, on the very occasional diet where I don't have a drink, you know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer. And I know, you know, I'm an educated person. And I definitely know kind of what I'm doing. But, you know, from your standpoint, you seem to have a really down-to-earth view on diet and,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook and, how long would I be able to sustain this habit, I guess?
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never... When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. So that's why you say on the occasional time where you don't drink, you feel clear. Well, that clear is your body getting back into balance. And that's what I would shoot for. You know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little bit more constructive and make you feel a little bit better, too. That's my hope for you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.